A UK-based monitoring group says as many as 30 people have been killed in a US-led coalition airstrike in Syria. According to the opposition Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the attack targeted an oil refinery controlled by ISIL. The strike killed terrorists and oil refinery workers near the Syrian town of Tal Abyad on the Turkish border. ISIL takfiris use oil revenues to partly fund their operations. The U.S. and some of its Arab allies have been conducting airstrikes against ISIL inside Syria without a UN mandate or authorization from Damascus. The U.S.-led campaign has been widely criticized for failing to effectively limit the advance of the terror group. To get the latest on that, we're now joined once again by Ala Ibrahim, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Ala, what more do we know about this attack on the oil refinery?
Our local sources are telling us that at least seven ISIL fighters were on site and were killed in the attack, and 23 others were killed also, but they were all civilians operating the oil refinery. Obviously, the coalition is saying that it's targeting oil refineries and other oil fields in the process of depleting the financial resources of ISIL, but at the same time, local sources can tell us, and they have been informing us all through 2014 and now, that ISIL oil extracted from Iraq and Syria is being sold freely in Turkey through several brokers and mediators that everyone in that area knows of them. And it is making the terrorist organization quite a lot of money. The big story here, according to many experts whom we have been speaking with on the airstrike since the morning, told us that the big story is the destruction of Syria's infrastructure. Syria's oil producing sector that used to produce 400,000 barrels a day before the war broke out in 2011 now is reduced to less than 30,000 barrels a day. There are hundreds of thousands of barrels produced illegally by ISIL and other insurgent factions such as al-Nusra Front and other factions like Ahrar al-Sham, and sold through Turkey to many mediators. Obviously, we should remind our viewers here that there has been a legislation by the European Union in 2014 that allowed European countries to purchase oil illegally extracted from Syria and sold from what the Europeans called at that time rebel factions. And we know that these rebel factions operate closely with ISIL and al-Nusra Front, the affiliate of al-Qaeda in Syria.
We just have a minute left, Ala. So I would imagine that many of these experts would then agree that the U.S. really is also fighting against the Syrian government, although it's saying, of course, it's fighting against ISIL only.
Well, the United States have been very vocal about that, about its agenda in Syria, and it has explicitly said that it is going to bombard ISIL, but in ways that will prevent the Syrian government from benefiting from these airstrikes. However, if you take a look at some of the targets that were attacked in the past few months since the coalition air campaign started, you would see that the target list include, for example, a water bombing station in Jarablus city, on the Syrian-Turkish borders in Aleppo province, which is a target that is hardly a military target, and a water pumping station, how many fighters of ISIL would be there to protect that pumping station? But it was destroyed. And many would say, of the experts that we're speaking with, they think that the real target here could be the complete destruction of Syria's infrastructure and rendering one of the most lucrative economic sectors in Syria, which is the oil sector, rendering this economic sector useless and completely unable to generate any profit for the Syrian government when the war in Syria ends.
Okay, Ala, as always, thanks very much for that.